Okay, so if the conflict in the Middle East escalates, how will it hit Iran's economy? Good morning. I'm Leanna Byrne, and thank you for tuning in to the Marketplace Morning Report, and we're coming to you live from the BBC World Service. Yes, we're starting another week with tensions running high in the Middle East. On Saturday, Iran launched drone and missile attacks on Israel, and we're not clear when or how Israel will respond. But Benny Gantz, that's Israel's war cabinet minister, has said it will exact a price when the timing is right. So how could this weekend's events make a bad situation worse for Iran's economy and for people living there? Here's the BBC's Jao De Silva.
Even before Iran's attack on Israel this weekend, people in Iran were already struggling. Ever since the former US President Donald Trump decided to withdraw from the nuclear deal and impose what he called a maximum pressure campaign, sanctions on Iran in 2019, the country has been really facing a very difficult situation. People there have had to cope with surging prices and even some shortages of basic goods. So the prospect of more international pressure or even conflict is definitely a huge concern for Iranians. After that missile and drone attack on Israel, Iran's currency, the rial, briefly dropped to a record low against the dollar on the unofficial market. So that's a sign that things could get even more difficult for Iranians. We know that the US has, for the moment, said it would not join any potential Israeli retaliatory operation. But President Biden has called for a response from G7 countries. And again, the prospect of more diplomatic or trade restrictions, sanctions from industrialized nations is certainly very, very concerning for Iranians.
Jao De Silva there. Now, let's do the numbers. Oil prices were muted as traders shrugged off any fears the conflict in the Middle East could escalate into a full-blown war. The price of Brent crude, that's the international oil benchmark, fell by 1%, and shares in the oil major BP fell by almost 3%. Now, having said that, the energy prices, especially in Europe, could go up because of the war in Ukraine, as Russia attacks natural gas and electricity plants there. That's according to the man who used to run the country's state oil company. Here's the BBC's Paul Moss with the details.
Ukraine won't say exactly how much damage there's been to its energy infrastructure, but Russia now seems to be focused on hitting its generating capacity. And that, warns Andriy Kobolyev, will put up prices across Europe. That's firstly because Ukraine itself will need to get energy from elsewhere. However, there's also a fear that its vast energy storage facilities will come under Russian control. Indeed, just the possibility of a Moscow victory could lead to a price hike, Mr. Kobolyev said. He acknowledged Ukraine had attacked Russian gas facilities, but said there was an energy war underway.
Paul Moss there. Now, it's been a week since Zimbabwe ditched its old currency, the Zimbabwean dollar, and started trading with a new one, the Zimbabwe gold, or the ZiG for short. And this currency is linked to the country's gold reserves. The BBC's Shingana Aoka is following this. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
For those who don't know, what is the economic situation in Zimbabwe at the moment?
Essentially, the economy is in crisis, and it has been for a number of years. And the major issue is inflation, and that inflation is fueled by the local currency, which had for many, many years been losing value at an alarming rate for many people. And so I think what authorities wanted to do is to try to stabilize the economy by introducing the US dollar, but they also want to maintain the local currency. But that currency continues to lose value, essentially because of a lack of confidence.
So they introduced this new currency. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's the sixth currency that the country has introduced since independence in 1980. It's the third or fourth over the last 5 years or so. They are saying that they want to stabilize the local currency by backing it with commodities.
So they introduced that a week ago. How's it going?
It's been a bit of a shaky start, to be honest. At the moment, it's just circulating in digital currency. I think there's a lot of concern. There are a lot of jitters about where this is going to go, whether it's going to lose value. There's a very vibrant black market here. And already on the black market, we're starting to see a very different rate from the official one.
Shingana Aoka, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you.
And let's speak to Happiness Zenganai, an entrepreneur and managing director at Flexible Rubber Solutions in Harare.
For most companies, especially small businesses, it's 100% dollarized. What you then pay in local currency would be electricity because of that disparity between the official exchange rate and the alternative market. So it's always easier to pay your electricity in local currency and other government bills in local currency. But the rest, everything, salaries, everything is in dollars.
And obviously inflation in Zimbabwe is really, really high right now. By using the dollar, are you a little bit shielded from the crazy fluctuations
yes.
in inflation?
Yes, it does offer a shield where you then don't actually have to transact a lot with the local currency and to expose yourself to that instability that occurs all the time.
And Happiness, I'm just wondering, are you hoping at some point to be able to use the local currency?
Well, that's always the hope. I think dollarized economies have got a slower growth rate than when you're able to use your own currency. But we still need to get certain fundamentals right in order to then bring back monocurrency. But for now, while it's very strong, it makes our exports very uncompetitive. So you can't really bring your products or sell your products to Zambia, because then you'll be very expensive in dollar terms than the Zambian local producer. So that makes it very uncompetitive for us to compete on the export market. But generally, because of that stability, because of low inflation, people then tend to favor the dollar.
Happiness Zengenai, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you.
And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.